News Talk on demand. Interruption-free audio. Where you want it, when you want it.
Tuesday edition of the Richard Brown Show. Glad you're here. Actually, it's good to be just about anywhere in Saskatchewan, isn't it? Although people in this province don't seem to be the most active in the country. Many still not counting physical fitness as a top priority. And I'm not saying it should be the number one thing you worry about. The first thing you ought to worry about, of course, is your family. And then you worry about putting food on the table and paying the bills. But the Canadian Medical Association did its annual national report card on health care. We've done it for 12 years. And the people in this province and neighboring Manitoba are the least concerned about their health. The national average of people who said they were worried about their health, only 15%. In Saskatchewan and Manitoba, we seem to feel that we're much healthier. Only 4% say they're worried about their health, which is really good news. On the other side of that, though, physical activity. A lot of questions about that in this study. So when asked the question, how would you describe your current physical activity level? Only 17% of the people in this province describe themselves as active. Across the country, it's closer to 30%. Only 17% said they were active. Now, how do you define active? You could define it by going for a walk. You could certainly define it by going to the gym or the Y, whatever it may be. But shouldn't we be a little more active? Kathleen Trotter is a certified personal trainer. She writes, pardon me, for the Globe and Mail, also blogs for the Huffington Post. Kathleen, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
These numbers are they're a little bit depressing for somebody in your business. I guess the real question is, how do we motivate people to get off the couch and do something physical?
I think it's all about breaking into small, measurable baby steps. I think often people are like, oh, I have to work out. That means I have to go to the gym 5 days a week. And, you know, it's expensive and it's time consuming. And we all have busy lives and it's hard to fit in. So I tell my clients that exercise are like drops in a bucket. So the drops don't seem like much, but over time they accumulate. And then at the end of it, you have a bucket full of water or more better health, right?
Yeah.
So it's about those small baby steps and integrating exercise and movement into your daily life. Because, you know, if you go to the gym for a couple hours and you're not used to it, you're very likely to be discouraged because you feel injured the next day or you can't do it on a regular basis and then your plan fails.
Yeah.
Whereas if you integrate small baby steps, then you feel good about it and it's a positive domino effect and makes you continue to work out.
The thing about the gym is that a lot of people who are overweight, say 30, 40 pounds, as opposed to somebody who's like 10 or 15 pounds, but when they go to the gym, being that heavy, there's a certain level of embarrassment. And then, God, you know, everybody at the gym looks so good, and here I'm like 30 or 40 pounds. So that, for them, is a negative. Just the thought of going to the gym is not something that they embrace.
I totally agree with that. And clients have said that to me before, that they, you know, until they've lost the 20 pounds with me, they didn't feel comfortable going to the gym. And we've had to put together a home fitness program that they can do. I actually blogged about that very instance in my last Huffington Post blog. But I think that the great thing about exercise and movement, it doesn't have to be at the gym. You know, 100 years ago, we didn't have gyms, but people were so active.
Yeah.
So we associate exercise with the gym way too much, you know, and all you have to do is get off a TTC stop earlier, or I don't know what your equivalent is in Saskatchewan, but
get off the bus.
Or off the bus, yeah, off the bus, a stop early and walk, or walk home from work, or get an exercise buddy at your work and go for a 10-minute walk during lunch, you know. Get your kids and go play soccer on the weekends. Go for a bike ride. You know, take the stairs instead of the escalator. There's so many little things that you can do that don't even feel like exercise. And over time, it's those drops in the bucket, and they add up.
Yeah. You mentioned to get a buddy at work, and I wonder if that's part of the key too, Kathleen, is that to do it alone, to do it by yourself, seems like a very daunting task because you can always talk yourself out of.
Oh, my God. You still can. There's a million excuses, right?
Yeah. So,
no, I think the buddy system is a fantastic idea. I always suggest that people have both exercise buddies as well as accountability buddies. So meaning an exercise buddy would be somebody you might actually go for a walk with, make a date, make it a social thing because we all like being social, right? So
yeah.
If you're meeting a friend for a walk, at work, at lunch, or on the weekends, it's going to be more fun. But also, you can have what's called an accountability buddy. So they don't even have to be the person you're exercising with, but they could be somebody that you only communicate over with email, like somebody's in the West Coast and you live in the East Coast, whatever. You email back and forth, and you have somebody who knows, sort of like a trainer, in the way that they know what you're going to do. And so they ask you, so did you do your walk today? And then you have to say yes or no. So just people in your life that know what's up and what you're doing and that you get to chat with, but more of a friendly basis chat versus a professional, you know, where it's a social thing.
So now we've got a little bit of movement and we're feeling better. Maybe we've taken off 10 pounds, so now we're ready to go to the gym. The gym in and of itself can be a very daunting place. Everybody knows the treadmill and the elliptical and all of that, but when you look at weight training, it's like, God, really? How should they approach the whole concept of, if they're ready to, go to the gym?
Slow baby steps, just like even just starting to exercise. Again, the buddy to go to a gym with can be great. You can take some classes so you learn proper form. But mainly, you know, start with 10 minutes of weights. You don't have to do an hour. You know, we get into this whole thing, oh, I got to do an hour. I got to do the same workout that Jennifer Lopez does or whatever. You know, start with 10 minutes. And then when the next day, when you have no negative pain, and I call negative pain different than positive pain. Positive pain is like sort of muscle achiness, but negative pain is like joint pain or nerve pain. But once you do 10 minutes and you feel really good and you have no negative pain the next day, then you can make it 15 minutes and then you can make it 20 minutes. You know, you can slowly increase. And you can also always do weights at home. There's lots of great, you know, a couple sets of free weights and a resistance band, and you can do an entire workout at home without ever going to the gym.
Yeah. If you go to the gym your first time, would you recommend a personal trainer or at least somebody to get you started?
I think it's a great idea, a personal trainer. You know, even just a one-off time, and they can just show you how to do everything right. Because the worst thing is that if you have the best intentions, and then you injure yourself, and then you can't do anything for a month because you hurt your back or you hurt your knee, how much would that suck, right? Like, you've gotten the courage to go to the gym, you've lost some weight, you're feeling better, and then you're stuck on the couch when you don't want to be on the couch. So, you know, even one time with a trainer for them to take you through some moves. But if you don't have the money to go to a trainer, at least taking like a group exercise class, you get some idea of the moves, or doing some research on your own. I mean, the internet is a great source of information. So, you know, I have all the videos online on the Globe and Mail, and there's 100 videos online, and I take you through each step of what you can do. Or read magazines. Just do some research. If you're not going to get a trainer, take the time to read so you know, okay, well, when I'm lunging, I have to keep my core tight, my shoulders back, and just some easy things to remember.
Right. We're in conversation with Kathleen Trotter. She's a certified personal trainer out of Toronto. The longest walk in the world is from the couch to the front door.
That's a great phrase. I've never heard that.
I just thought of it just now. But so the question is, how do you then motivate? How do we motivate ourselves? How do we find that one moment where I say, you know what? Instead of watching that TV show after dinner, I'm going to get up off the couch and do something. That particular moment, I think, is the critical step. I don't know how to get there.
Yeah, I think we've talked about the exercise buddy. I think getting your family involved can be great as well, because often when I speak to parents, you know, sometimes they can be more motivated if it's better for their kids, even if it's not better for them. Like, I know I speak to my mom, and she, when I was young, she was so into exercise, and she's not so much anymore. And I asked her why, and she said, well, when you were young, I had you to motivate me, meaning the health of the child. So get involved, get the family involved, because you might be more motivated to go out for a walk or go play sports with your kids if you know it's your kids' health at risk, right? You know, sometimes parents are very selfless. So get the family involved, get a friend involved, and set realistic baby steps and reward yourself. I often tell my clients to put a calendar up on the fridge and put little gold stars on the days that they do activity. And then once you have 10 stars, get a manicure, get a pedicure, or go play, you know, a game of whatever makes, you know, go to a movie, or if you like to play golf or whatever.
Right.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great stuff. Kathleen Trotter, certified personal trainer. She's a fitness columnist with the Globe and Mail and blogs on the Huffington Post. Kathleen, great conversation. I appreciate you being on the
show.
Thanks
so much for having me.
I'm Richard Brown. This is News Talk Radio.